Hey, everyone.
I'm Brenda.
And I'm Julia. And you're listening to Roaring Twenties Podcast.
Your 20s are known as both the most exciting and most confusing years of your life. We're here to share our stories, to have real and raw conversations, and best of all, to make you feel a little less alone.
This podcast was brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, the number one podcast network for professionals. Do you believe?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Roaring Twenties Podcast.
Hi, everyone. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
This is our new thing.
I know. We love to say Happy Monday.
We love it.
And to sing.
Love to That's sing. That's been an always stupid thing.
Yeah.
It's October.
Spooky.
Tober. Spooky vibes. Love a Toby. And I'm just so happy. I love this month. I'm so excited. It feels really nice outside.
It feels so
getting
good.
Chilly.
Yeah.
And I'm just so excited to talk to you today, Brenda, because we're going to be talking about this little thing that doesn't affect us at all called hormones.
Oh, yeah, not at all.
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant, if you will.
I would like to pretend they're irrelevant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're having a hormone specialist on Thursday. I'm so excited. We haven't interviewed her yet, so we're very excited to learn because we know virtually nothing,
absolutely nothing
about hormones. But you know, we're just gonna like talk a little bit about our experiences so far with things like PMSing and acne and birth control and like all those really fun girl hormones and what they do to us.
Yes. Because it's a lot.
It's a lot. But before we talk about hormones, Brenda.
Yes. It's time for, are you waiting for me to say that? You stared at me for a while.
It's time for Pride and Pickle!
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, your neighbors are like, what the heck is that?
What the heck?
What the heck is
what
that?
The heck?
So my pride this week, my pride.
Tell me.
My pride this week is I love the way Chris treats his grandma.
Oh my God, like, that is such a nice pride.
I just feel like watching the way he treats, this is like so like random, but like the watching the way he treats people, like his grandma, watching the way he like communicates with other people or like with his dog, like for some reason it makes me so much more attracted to him. Like I love
no,
to
I
see
love
this
that.
Like soft
I
side of him.
I think that's important.
Yeah, and it just makes me so happy. So
the way that a person treats like the people, you know, people around them says a lot about a person.
It really does, right? I just like I found myself this weekend, things have just been so great with us, and I just found myself like when he was doing little things, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I really, really love that. And not in like a lame way, but like I really, really felt it. So
and also taking, you know, being present enough to start to appreciate things about your partner, even though you've been together for so long, to like still notice and appreciate, like that's what keeps a relationship strong.
That's true.
I think that's awesome.
That's my pride and my pickle this week. What's my pickle?
What is it?
What's my pickle? Oh, my pickle is that no rush isn't in like my vocabulary. Like no, not in my vocabulary. It's not in my like comprehension. Like everything to me feels like a rush. Or
I didn't know
actually,
where you were going with this.
Oh, sorry. what I meant was like if somebody says to me, "Oh, no rush," like. I mean that to other people, but if someone says it to me, I still feel like I need to do it. Not because they make me feel like it, but it's like in my own way that I internalize it. I know they mean no rush, absolutely. But for me, I'm like, okay, but can I do this right now? Because if I can, then I can cross it off my list and it's done.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yes, so
that's just my pickle because...
Do you think it's because like you get like... You don't let, like, it makes you anxious to add more things to your list? Or do you think it's because you feel like you owe people immediate turnarounds?
No, honestly, I think it's like I have, I actually have like a lot going on right now, but I don't feel overwhelmed by any of it, which sounds a little backwards. I feel excited and exhilarated, but it's like, I always ask myself, but can I do this now? Which is good. And I always try to save my future self from stress. So I think that really is the intention is whenever something's assigned to me or I'm like, oh, I want to do this, I try and do it right away. Mm-hmm. So to save myself from overwhelm,
right?
If that makes sense. Yeah. But I think it's also not necessary all the time. Like not everything is urgent, and I think I'm just like noticing more and more as life gets busier that I appreciate my ability and desire to not procrastinate mm-hmm. and get things done immediately. But like also I would like to also kind of figure out how to just like let things be and do
yeah not
later.
Feel like you have to like
yeah but it really later. I don't think it really has nothing to do with like other people or like turnaround time or whatever. I think it's really just I've been in spaces of overwhelm and I try to avoid that as best I can.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure people can relate to that.
Yeah.
And then on the opposite side of people who like really push everything off and then wait to the last minute.
What about you?
My pride this week is that I wrote this project with my friend Sam. You guys have probably seen me posting about this all over my Instagram if you follow me on Instagram. I wrote this project with my friend Sam during the quarantine, and this weekend we shot it and I fully produced it and I acted in it, and it was such a crazy process. It was months and months of pre-production preparation, but the shoot went incredibly well. We followed all COVID guidelines. Everybody on set was tested. Everybody wore masks. It was super safe. And I'm just really feeling very happy about the way it went. And it was a really fun weekend. Like normally these things, like sometimes sets can be pretty stressful or there could be drama or like high tensions, but like it was so awesome. Everybody showed up and did the job that they were supposed to do, and everything came out looking really good, and we had a good time doing it. And you know, it was my first time ever producing something other than like this podcast, so I was very stressed going into it because I was like, you know, if there's any fires, that's my job, where I'm yeah. used to just being on set just as an actor and just having to worry about me. But I was the producer and the actor, so I was stressed going into it, but it was just like so great and fun. And I'm really proud of us for like saying we were gonna do this thing and then actually really just doing it and making it happen. And yeah, feeling really proud.
Yeah. Oh, Drew, I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you because I know how important this was to you. And mm-hmm. I feel like you don't really talk about like your work, full-time work life mm-hmm. so much. And I think it's obviously because there's like a lot to it. But what a shiny, shiny star.
Oh my God.
Like that's so incredible to really put, and I know you put your all into this project, and to really feel like not only did you bring it to life, but it came out exactly as you wanted it to. Yeah. I just also want you to remember, like, I can be an actor if you have a
yes,
need.
Yes, don't worry about you.
Julia writes a role for the star. You can make me the star that you watch at the concert.
Oh, I'm just kidding. She's a singing star.
I was really kidding. Sort of. this one time I wanted to be a psychic in Anthony TC's movie.
Yeah. What?
But he didn't cast me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I actually don't even think I auditioned. Anyway.
anyway.
No, I really am so happy for you. And I remember, like, Julia was so invested in this and had, like, random things around her apartment that she needed to bring, like, the other day. I'm like, why is that bread in a box? And she's like, well, I have to bring that. I'm like, do you always keep your bread in a box?
I need this bread.
Everyone is so proud of you, Ju. I hope you feel it. And I hope that you feel excited about, like, new possibilities with your career.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And I think, like, for anybody, if there's, like, something that you want to do and you're like, you know, I don't know how to do this, or I've never done this before, or it's gonna be a lot of work, do it. Like, I mean, it's the same thing that we did with this podcast. Like, launch fast, adjust later, learn as you go. If you want to make something happen, you can make something happen as long as you're willing to put in the work. And like, I've never produced anything before for, you know, where I needed to hire a whole crew and pay everybody and do all the paperwork and blah blah, but we just learned as we went. And you know, don't be afraid to ask people for help.
Yeah.
And make it happen.
Make it happen, baby. Julia, when can we expect the first episode?
I have no idea.
Okay, no problem.
Probably
no problem.
A year
from now. Amazing. Julia, what is your nail color right now?
Oh, I don't know. It's somewhat of a periwinkle.
I love it.
I don't know
it.
What it's called.
Okay, and lastly, Julia.
Yes.
What is your favorite memory from this weekend?
Oh, my favorite memory was... Oh, I'm going to share this.
Oh, God. Why am I scared?
You shouldn't be scared. But we, me, Samantha, and our director, Anna, discovered our new favorite thing ever. And now we're all addicted to it. And it's really a problem.
Is it TikTok?
No, no. Oh, we did make
that
a lot
so
of
cool.
TikToks.
That one
you
liked
our shoe TikTok?
I didn't know how to like it. I don't have TikTok.
I don't have TikTok either.
Okay. Well, I'm liking it. I hope you
But
know.
We did good.
It was so cool.
Thank you. Mm. Thank you. We did one of those like shoe change
shoe
ones.
Flip.
It only took us 2 days. ways to do it. Don't worry. It was harder than it looked. I also don't have TikTok, so it was on Sam's TikTok, but we did it. Oh my God. And we learned lots of dances. I learned the WAP dance. I also pulled my like butt muscle from trying to do the WAP
dance. You know what? Lindsay told me she actually pulled the butt muscle.
Yeah, because you have to like jump down into a split. And if you don't stretch properly, that's not good.
Doing a split is a requirement. I'm out.
But we discovered this. Pro tip, everybody. Starbucks has this drink. It's the best drink
ever. What? Julia's whispering and so simultaneously, good. You know.
So good. Okay, here's the drink. It is a iced chai tea latte with almond milk, but with pumpkin cream foam.
Oh.
It is unbelievable.
Wait, I'm like dead. This is not what I expect you to say, but you know what? Thank you for the tip.
Does a whole production talks about Starbucks. It's so unbelievably good. Wait,
that was
your
favorite memory from your production?
Yeah.
Can you describe the taste or something? Can
you give us a little chai and pumpkin-y, like a little, got a little fall spice. It's just like so freaking good. It's the best ball drink ever.
Okay, well, if we're sharing Starbucks drinks, if you need a little refresher, grande mango dragon fruit refresher, ask for a light refresher base if you would like. Ask for extra water. It's so simple and it's like super refreshing and tasty and
wow, okay, just out here with the Starbucks recommendations. Not sponsored by Starbucks.
I wish mom would get a cookie dough cake pop on the reg.
Oh my God, Brenda loves a cookie dough cake pop. Like whenever I see Brenda, she usually has a cookie dough cake pop. When I picture you, I picture you holding one.
Like deep.
With a big smile on your face.
Well, okay. I get it.
Brenda loves a cake pop.
Oh my gosh.
It's so funny because I like would never choose a cake pop as like my treat of choice.
Oh, I think they're delicious. I like more recently, within the past year, I developed a love for a cake pop.
I'm so happy for you. Okay, back to me.
Anyway, back to her pickle.
Here's my pickle. I just like have been eating really weird after this weekend. Like just like my I don't know. I just have been eating very strange. It's not making me feel so good. I like ate Thai food for breakfast this morning. Like, let me know.
That's amazing.
I've been having just some like weird cravings. I don't know.
I have not a hair pregnant. On my tongue.
Are you okay?
I think I have a ghost hair on my tongue.
Please take care of it.
So you had Thai food for breakfast?
Yeah, I think it was just like because I had like a super stressful week. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, leading up to production, like getting everything together, and it was like so fucking stressful. And then just like being on set and like needing to do a ton of different jobs. So like my whole eating schedule was off, and I just was eating at like weird times, and I was eating weird things, and like I ate Thai food for breakfast today.
Yeah.
And like my body is not happy with me about that.
So how?
Feeling quite sluggish.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, obviously, the things that, you know, our eating and all that stuff does play a role in how we feel, whether it's for some people physical, for some people emotional, mental, whatever the ties are. Yeah, it's so interesting to me because I feel like although you recognize that you, like, don't feel good physically, like, there's no, like, mental shame or anything like that. No, right? That's so interesting. But
yeah, I just literally don't feel good. Yeah,
but honestly, also, like, we talked about it before. If we don't kind of, like, plan or get to go to the grocery store or whatever, it really is hard to get things together last minute when you're super busy.
Totally. Yeah, and especially because like on set we had just what we had there, and like, and you know, just timing was weird, but it's okay. I'll get back on track.
Of course.
To my normal eating habits.
Normal routine.
That make me feel good. Which also includes some pumpkin ice cream from Trader Joe's for dessert every
pumpkin
night.
Pumpkin ice cream?
You've never had Trader Joe's pumpkin ice cream?
I don't know that I'm... I don't want to say
you're not
and
a
have
huge
people
pumpkin
throw
person,
things at me. Right. Yeah, but I don't...
I'm
I
a basic
don't know.
Bitch.
I, like, have never really had it because I just
okay,
assumed
we'll have
I
some
wasn't.
After this.
Okay.
It's so
I don't know if
delicious.
I'll like it.
I don't know if you will either.
I probably won't. Save it for yourself.
Okay, fine.
But
I do
love
have other
you.
Treats.
Amazing.
Anyway, on to hormones. Let's talk about hormones.
Yeah, we should probably tell you who our guest is on Thursday. I don't think we did that.
No.
Our guest on Thursday, we usually do this before Pride and Pick, but hey, is Candace Birch, and she is a hormone expert. We'll tell you, Julia will tell you in her lovely, lovely tone on Thursday, her nice bio and credentials and all of the goods, but she is an expert. So anything that we share from here on out, obviously you will know we aren't experts. We actually
Absolutely
really
not.
Don't know much about this topic, but we haven't really talked about aspects of hormones on the podcast before, even in our brief experiences. And I think a big piece of it, which is why we have such detailed questions for Candace to answer on Thursday, is because there's a lot that's like, okay, well, how do you know when something's a problem? Or like, how do you know when it needs attention? Or like, is this really normal?
Yeah, because, how am I supposed to know?
Right, because I think a lot of us don't recognize that like hormone testing is possible. Like, I literally did not know that until I heard Candace on another podcast.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know that was a thing. And she has her own kits and stuff that she'll go into. Not that that's something that you know, the only solution or anything like that, but she'll give a lot of tips and tricks on Thursday for you guys to have a better idea of what the heck to expect.
Because also when you go to like your regular doctor, like you're not usually unless something is like blaring, like you're not usually talking about like hormones. And I feel like we don't learn ever about like, I mean, hormones affect the female body so much. And like we never really learn like what they're doing, what is normal, what is maybe something that could require attention, and like who do you go to for that? Like,
totally. And I think it's because a lot of things are like kind of hard to monitor, like when is it whatever enough, like for example, when we were researching for Candace's questions, like so many of the symptoms that classified for like needing to get your hormones tested or whatever were things that like I feel people experience. It was like fatigue,
right? Like this, just those general,
yeah, like it were very general things. So my question to her and like to us is like, well, when do you know when it's like too much? Right So it's so interesting. But even like I know you recently went to your gynecologist too. I personally have a male gynecologist, which like I never, you know, I feel like a lot of people do have women. It doesn't matter. But I do find that I feel something against him, but I don't really know what to ask.
You feel funny asking questions.
I feel like the routine.
I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah. Like I don't think I have a lot of, our visit is extremely short.
They always are.
Like to the point. And I remember a long time ago after I heard Candace, I asked like, oh, what about hormone testing? He was like, well, are you experiencing any symptoms? And I'm like,
no, but I just want to know about my body. So,
like, I didn't know. And then they're like literally like 5-minute appointments, and then they rewrite your prescription for birth control, and that's that.
Yeah, it's. I think that that is like a pretty big issue, actually. Like, and I'm not saying all doctors, but in my experience, a lot of time I actually really do like my gynecologist. But like a lot of times it's so quick and there's not even space to ask questions. And then if you do ask a question, a lot of times it feels like it's not taken seriously. Like, also, like if you want to get your hormones tested just so you know what's going on in your body, get your hormones tested so you know what's going on in your body. I feel like that there, you know, for women, it's like something has to be wrong if you want to do that. And like sometimes you just want to know what's up.
Yeah.
You know, just like you would take your blood pressure or your cholesterol or whatever. Like sometimes you just want to know what's up with your hormones. And I feel like it's like so easily dismissed or we feel like there's not even the space to ask or how to ask. Yeah. Like I wouldn't, you know, before hearing Candace, I wouldn't have known what I would be asking for even.
Exactly. And I think it's weird because in the same way that in every other area of our lives, like we only know what we know and we often gauge our experience as normal because it's all that we've experienced. Mm-hmm. Like, I never really thought twice about my visits to the gynecologist. Nothing like, weird happens, but I didn't know that, like, you can take up more of their time and you can ask questions beyond just...
But you often feel like you can't because they're so, like, now, and I get it, they're busy, they have a million patients to see, but, like, it is your body and we aren't doctors.
Yeah. And it's interesting that, like, a lot of extra attention, which makes sense. We love moms. We love moms-to-be. We give so much love to people struggling to be moms. And, you know, that's going to be a whole other topic that I'm sure we'll dive into. But it's interesting that, like, although the body is still super important before even considering becoming a mom or having kids or anything, that, like, I feel like you get more attention as that stuff comes up. Because, of course, there's more to it. But I wonder if, like, we paid a little more attention earlier on, if like maybe some people wouldn't be struggling with, like, you know, infertility, or would have some better ideas on how they can get that controlled, as opposed to like when they actually want something and then they're like, oh, sorry, that's
right, and
possible.
How we can set up our body to have like the healthiest hormones for our body as possible. Like, I don't know if there's even that's one of my questions for Candace. Is there things that we can do to make sure our body is the most hospitable for our hormones? Like, I don't know either.
And also, I know you and I were talking, Jude, that we have like friends in our lives that attribute certain things to like something's wrong with me. Or I know we've been talking, Ju, for example, like we've listened to episodes of Lauren Everett's in the Skinny Confidential, And she's explained that she struggled with losing some weight, or she noticed that she was like holding on to a lot and it did not feel like where her body set right. point was supposed to be. And that there was a lot of like hormonal imbalances there that she mm-hmm. was totally unaware of and wouldn't have thought to go get checked out. And,
right. and that could be such a drain on someone's mental health yes. if you're doing things that you're like, you know, I have a goal for myself. I'm in a healthy mindset to get it. And you're doing that and like whatever you're doing is not working. Mm-hmm. That could be extremely frustrating and take a mental toll, and it might not even be your fault. Like it yes. might be nothing that you're doing right or wrong. It's something that's out of your control mm-hmm. without the help of a doctor or yes. possibly like a prescription or whatever yes, you, yes. your body might need. And I think people don't even know to go and ask
and
for
think
that.
Exactly. And what I meant was, because I don't know that I was clear on it, like I think a lot of people, of course our bodies will always change. Of course there are things beyond our control, genetics, all the things. But I think there are some cases, like I'm thinking of someone we love so much, and she's shared with us that she's been felt like she's gained some weight in a short period of time, and she doesn't feel like her habits have changed, and she feels like there's something beyond like aging and yeah. and stuff like
and habits
and change it. Yeah, like she's like, I really am not, like not much has changed, and I know things will ebb and flow in life and will expand and, you know, whatever, but something just feels off. And right. I feel like a lot of times when something feels off, we don't think about like hormones.
Yeah.
And it's so complicated.
Right. Like,
so,
is my body doing what it's supposed to be doing? Is everything at the level it's yeah, supposed
like,
to be at?
Is it regulating? Am right. I, is some, like, a, something, or what interests me about stuff is like how things can change. And it's just so interesting. Like, how do these things happen? And how can we control them? Or can
yeah.
we not?
I don't, I mean, I think the answer is going to be like, we can't control a lot of yeah. them. But there are things, of course, that like, if you have a hormonal imbalance, there's things that you can do to help yeah. that. And in no way, case or form, are me and Brenda saying that you need to go and mess with your body.
No,
like,
no, no,
I've never had
all.
A hormone test. I think it's just interesting to know that, like, there's these chemicals inside your body that do certain things, and they may need help, or they may be worth looking into. Just like if you had diabetes, you would take insulin. Like, you know, those kind of things. So I just think like that another, yeah. opening the conversation to just be like, check in. Do things feel yeah. right? For me, my biggest struggle with hormones was my acne. I had horrible, horrible, horrible hormonal acne. And no matter what face wash I washed with, how good I took care of my skin, the lack of makeup that I wore, the topical creams that I got from the dermatologist, nothing was gonna help that acne, because that acne was caused by my hormones. And like, it's so frustrating. And going back to like that, you know, it can take a mental toll on you. Like my acne totally took a hit on my mental health, and it was something so outside of my control. And everyone around you was like, try this product, use this product, blah, blah, blah. And people are like, well, just stop wearing makeup. Like, and then your acne will go away. No, my body is doing this. It's not my habits. Again, just like similarly to someone with a weight thing. And it's very frustrating to feel like you don't have control over that, or don't yeah. have knowledge over that. And you know, finally, like, I went on Accutane, which does, I don't even know scientifically what it does to your body, but it helped. It's able to balance hormonal acne, and it worked for me, which is great, and I had a great experience on it. But all of that was caused by my hormones, which I have mm-hmm. no control over. And it can yeah. be so frustrating to not have control over something in your life, and you're like, body, just listen.
Yeah, no, that's really hard, Drew. And I think a lot of people can relate to, in the same way, like you said, like that hormones caused acne. There are, of course, like genetic, like in terms of, like for me, aspects of your genetics and so many different
totally,
factors
yeah.
that, you know, leave our set point weight to be in a certain place. And there are, those are both things that we literally can't control. You can't mm-hmm. control. But I think what we're trying to get at is, are there little things that we can do to feel better and,
right.
and create a better internal environment so that
we just have a little more knowledge about it, just so
yeah.
you feel like you have a little more control in that sense. Also, like when it comes to I think most people, well, a lot of people break out around their period, and like that can be super frustrating.
Totally.
You're like, oh, it's that time, like I'm breaking out and there's nothing I can do about it because I have been taking care of my skin, but it's just that time of the month and my hormones are surging and
yeah.
I'm gonna have a breakout. And like, that's, you can't control that. That's your body working the way it's supposed to work to give you your period, which is healthy, but it can be so frustrating.
Absolutely.
You're like, why are you doing this to me?
Yeah. And I think you and I have also discussed, you, with like birth control and kind of going back to doctors and what you know and what you don't know. Like, at least for me, and this is nothing against my gynecologist, but I think it does go across the board. Like, you don't really talk about too much, like, what's in them. How long should you be on it? Right,
how is it affecting
How will this affect me? And, of course, I'm sure they're like, okay, monitor it. Let us know how you feel. You know, there's, I know my gynecologist said, like, there's no, you know, there's no extent, there's no period of time that's, like, harmful or whatever mm-hmm. is what he said to me at my most recent visit, because I have been on it for a few years now. And it's just interesting because I'm like, huh, I take this every single day. But, and I know right? what it is like, its crazy. Purpose is, but I wonder what else it does.
Yeah. And Brenda and I are both on birth control, but we are not saying for that is right for us. But there is no right or wrong when it comes to that. That's your decision with your body.
Absolutely.
You can be on it if you want. You could not be on it if you want. That's completely your decision to do what you want to do with your body. But Brenda and I are both on the pill. And it is funny because it's like, yeah, I'm very thankful for birth control so that I can be safe. And it helps with my acne too, because I brought up the other week that I had needed a refill on my prescription, my face was going insane.
Yeah.
So I'm very thankful for that, for birth control as well for me personally. It personally helps with my acne. But it is funny because you're like, I'm taking this thing every day and I actually have no idea what it is doing to my body.
Yeah. And then on the other layer of that, like, I guess technically even medical professionals will not fully know what something's doing to your body without maybe proper testing.
Yeah,
because you think about it and I feel like they say, okay, well, let us know if you experience this or if you experience this, because our bodies are so different totally. That they can't tell. Like, I've never once thought, oh, my birth control helps with acne, with my acne. I have no idea if it does or not. Mm-hmm. Maybe it does. I'm sure it does if that's like a piece of it. But like, I've never thought about that.
Right.
I've never made like that correlation. Uh-huh. So it's so interesting that I'm like, huh.
Yeah. No, that is interesting. And yeah, I just want, it's funny because like, but I never, even though right now I'm saying like, huh, I don't know about that, like what it does to my body. I've never really thought before to look into it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that the point of the conversation is just to be like, if you're curious or if something feels off, these are things that you can look into, research, ask questions about, listen to podcasts about. And that's why we're so excited to have Candace, because like we have questions and we're going to ask them to her and get her opinion. Of course, she's only one person, but this is her specialty. So, you know, take what you like, leave what you don't. Yeah. But I'm excited to ask these questions because we all have hormones, we all deal with hormone things, but like I never really have done much research into it. I don't really even know about what hormones my body has. All I know is my hormones give me acne and I hate them. That's all I know.
And honestly, listening, like Julia said, listening to other sources and like hearing people's stories really does like help bring it to light, because Ali Bonar, I believe is how you say it, and mm-hmm. I've been saying it wrong this whole time. I think we had her on episode 64, maybe somewhere in the 60s, and she was incredible. And she has a podcast called Queen Cast, one of our favorites. And she actually talks about her experience with birth control and how it actually really like messed with her hormones. Mm-hmm. And she shares her whole story on that. Yeah. And because to me, I'm like, huh, was it that? Like, how do you know? Blah, blah, blah. But like, there are so many stories out there where just like our bodies are different, responds mm-hmm. to things differently. Yeah. So just like keep in mind and just check in with how you feel and see what's best and what's right.
And I think that's the big thing too, to do a check-in, like, how does my body feel? Does it feel like it's working right? Does it mm-hmm. feel like I would be interested in learning something more about it? Does something feel wrong or not at all? And you're just like, I'm doing my thing. Everything is
dandy. And that actually brings up something that just popped into my head about like societal norms. Mm-hmm. And I think people fall on different areas of these norms depending on maybe the way you were brought up and whatever. Mm-hmm. But for me, it kind of felt extremely normal to go on birth control at a certain point in life. Like I almost not like I had to, I don't know if that's the right word, but like, oh well, everybody's doing it.
Right.
Like, this is a part of life.
We grew up in New York. Mm-hmm. It's very, you know, liberal, because sometimes birth control is tied to,
which is why I'm like, depending on where
a political belief or a religious belief. But yeah, like everybody we knew, our moms, like that was what they were doing. So it didn't, for us, our personal experience, it didn't feel like a big deal. But I know for other women who maybe grew up in a different place or with a different upbringing, like who are wanting to go on birth mm-hmm. control, it's a much bigger hurdle.
Definitely. And also with hormones in general, it's so hard. Like, remember that time that I was like crying and I'm like, and it felt very real. I was like stuck in this cycle of crying and I'm like, I really don't understand, like I'm happy, like nothing is wrong. And you're like, it's your hormones. And of course course, like, things were messed up with my birth control that, at that time, but I remember feeling, like, so bad about it because mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't understand what the root of this is. And Joy's like, I literally promise like, you I it's
promise hormones. You it's your hormones. Sometimes they just take control. Like, sometimes yeah. there's just nothing you do about it.
I just wish we had, like, a magic little wand that would, like, explain everything.
Right.
Like,
do this you is what's PMS?
Happening. I don't think so.
I don't think you do either.
And it's interesting because I feel like so many women talk about that. And I don't know if I'm not observant enough to like timing or what it is. But like, I don't love when my period comes. I'm grateful. I know it's a healthy thing. But I don't know how to describe it. Like, I feel like I just like accept that it comes and I deal with it. But like, I don't really observe what happens before or after mm-hmm. or during. Like, I just like accept that it happens. But I know yeah. so like everyone else that I know is like, oh, I'm PMSing. Oh, it's because my period's coming. Oh, this is because I have my period. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is because it just ended. And I'm like, wait, I barely think about it.
What? Yeah. Yeah. I definitely get pre-period acne. Mm-hmm. Horrid. So that's like my biggest one. And then like, I do, it depends on the month. Like some months, no problem. And then some months I'm like extra emotional. Like someone will look at me the wrong way and I'll like break down crying. And then the yeah. next day I'll get my period and I'll be like, makes sense.
Yeah, like, maybe I'm not sense. Observant enough in that place.
Which I remember this one time I, like, ordered sushi, and it, like, my order came wrong, and I was, like, so upset about it, like, full on crying that my sushi order was wrong. Like, it was not what I wanted. And then the next day I got my period, and I was like, oh, I'm not a crazy bitch. I just have hormones.
Duh.
It's okay.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Because that feeling is awful when you're like, I know that this is an overreaction. I know this is ridiculous, but I cannot stop myself from feeling this way right now. Yes,
but it feels
right
so real.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels wrong, but simultaneously, like, what needs to happen in that moment.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I have so many questions it for is. Candace. Just, I wonder how everybody else is feeling about this topic. Are you guys knowledgeable?
I feel like they're not. I mean, I'm the only one here, so no
Brenda thinks you're all dumb.
You. No, no, I just feel like kidding. We're very in tune with people for the most part. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think it's something that's talked about much.
Yeah, I feel like unless you'd really, you know, unless you had a problem that you needed to yeah. you know, consult with a doctor with, or unless you just were curious enough to do your own research, that you wouldn't really. Yeah,
it's not like a common topic. It's not, no. I think. Beyond things like, oh, I'm PMSing.
Yeah.
Which is like, and that's like it. Like, there was no specific because, like, how do you know?
Yeah. Well, women's health is not a common topic in this
it
country.
Ain't a common topic.
But back to birth control and like women's health. Of course, there could be a lot of reasons why people are on birth control. Like, some women experience really bad pain around their time yeah. of month. Some people need it to be safe from sex. Some people need it for acne. Like, there's a lot of reasons, and I think we should not be so quick to judge someone's reason for being totally. Or not being on it. You know, it is hard when people have certain beliefs on taking things that alter your hormones, and I also struggle with that. Like, oh, I'm taking this thing that's altering my body. Like, that feels weird, but I know for me personally, it has more benefits to taking it than to not taking it, and I've mm-hmm. seen those benefits from being on and off it for me personally, but that could be a hard thing for someone to grapple with.
Definitely. And we mentioned before, like, depending on how you grew up or where you live, like mm-hmm. I'm sure that could be a tricky conversation, especially like I yeah. personally was on birth control before being 18, I think, mm-hmm. which means you have to go with your parent.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm certain that that's a hard conversation depending on your relationship with your
Absolutely.
Parent, depending
yeah.
on, you know, how all those boundaries and such are. So I definitely feel that. I just had this vision. It actually was not even that long ago, but I think was during quarantine because doctor's appointments and stuff were kind of off. I had to cancel a lot of appointments because you couldn't go in person, blah, blah, blah. So because I couldn't go in person to my gynecologist, they like weren't filling my prescription.
That's what happened to me.
Yeah. So like that happened to me during quarantine.
Mm.
And I remember I was on the phone with the insurance company with this person and that. And I'm like, I literally can't go because you are closed. Like, right. help. And I was like, okay, well, like, what are the rules here? Like, if I do get it tomorrow, like, can I take it, or is it too far gone, or like, what are the rules here with these pills? And then I actually remember I like was in excruciating pain, and I never get cramps, I never get anything, but I remember like I literally thought for some reason thought my appendix was exploding.
Oh, no.
Or something.
No, it could be that bad for people. Imagine having that every month.
I can't. So that's what made me awful. Think about, I'm like, I didn't even put, that's how long I've been taking this. Like, I didn't even put two and two together. I'm like, I think my appendix is gonna rupture. And she's like, wait, like, aren't you not on your pill right now? I'm like, yeah. But I remember being in so, like, excruciating pain. And that's not to ever undermine, like, people that say they get really bad cramps or whatever, but I feel like in a lot of situations when you haven't experienced it can be hard to just fully grasp what it's about. And I was like, fuck, I don't wish this on anyone.
Don't wish it on anyone.
So my heart goes out to anyone who experiences any symptoms because like ouchies.
No, and it's also hard that it's like different every month. It's like so unpredictable. Like some months I'll have horrid cramps and some months I'll be like la la la.
I feel amazing. me and my sushi
just crying over my sushi. But yeah, it's like really crazy that I have literally no knowledge on how my hormones work or are supposed to work.
Yeah,
it's so crazy. And but we throw terms around all the time of like, oh my god, I'm PMSing, or like, oh my god, blah blah. Do we really even know what that means?
What is that, sugar?
I don't know. Different for everyone. So Candace is going to come and answer all of our questions because obviously me and Brenna are completely unknowledgeable on this topic. But I think that a lot of women I know, our friends, can definitely relate to this of like, we all kind of don't know what's up. Yeah. And we're all dealing with things hormonally, whether it's acne, weight, menstrual issues. Everybody's dealing with it. And also, like, Brenna and I are lucky that we have pretty healthy periods, but there are women out there that don't. Yeah. So, like, you know, that can be something that someone's dealing with, too. And that could be extremely frustrating. I think just, like, lack of control over your own body is a very frustrating
thing
for people. Yeah,
and I know a lot of women of all ages, but have things like endometriosis or PCOS. And that can have all other layers of challenges. Right. So, hopefully, we'll get an expert on that.
Or people, like, want to take birth control but can't because of other things, or you know, have to take birth control in order to help something, or you know, there's just like so much that goes into it.
Yeah, and of course, as you guys know, I mean, I'm pretty sure, I don't want to speak for Julia, but as of right now, children and stuff like are not in our near future.
What do you mean?
Oh my god.
I'm trying to have a baby right now.
Today. Hello.
Kidding. I do not wish that upon myself.
But, you know, like, we still understand that there are women in their 20s who are either thinking about it, it'll happen soon, are struggling with it and all that. So we do hope to get, you know, experts in terms of fertility and all that stuff on here too, to honor that there are women, even if we're not in that phase of life, to learn more, because it's always beneficial to be educated on
absolutely
and know our options.
Yeah, and I know, like, I have a couple friends who deal with some different health struggles, and their relationship with their hormones is very different, and what they can do or can't do, or how their hormones, you know, reflect the health struggles that they have had or have. And it's a very difficult thing, and it's your body, so every single person's body is different. But I think that we can all relate in the way of, like, hormones are weird,
and they're complicated, and we hope to continue bringing experts on here to answer all of your burning questions. So if you listen to this episode and you're like, you know what, that topic would really really help me out to learn more about, please write in, please DM us, please shoot us an email, literally whatever. All of our information is in our bio on Instagram at Roaring 20s Podcast. And that way you can get in touch with us. We can hunt or, you know, seek out the best expert we can get our hands on, and touch on a topic that is going to bring value to you. And of course, in turn to us.
Absolutely. We love to learn.
We love to learn.
Thank you guys so much for being here with us.
Thank you guys.
I hope everyone has an amazing week. I'm going to be in LA right now.
Yeah, you are.
Doing it very safely, getting COVID tested, wearing masks. Don't worry, everybody.
Don't worry. People gonna come after you.
They don't come after me, please.
No, they won't. You're very safe.
Very, very, very safe.
Very safe.
So, yeah, that's where I am. And I hope everyone's having a great week.
When Julie gets really happy, she sets a mamba like this. have a great week, you guys. And make sure to get your Starbucks drinks.
Oh, my God. Get those drinks. Mm. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Roaring 20s Podcast. Be sure to rate and review wherever you get your podcasts, and please subscribe. You're never alone. Our pride sticks together.
Tune in every Monday and Thursday for new episodes of Roaring 20s Podcast.
You get to start your week with us and end your week with us.
With love, Brenda and Julia.